Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy First Now podcast. I'm so happy you are here. On this podcast, you're going to learn about healthy living, nutrition, fitness, all topics surrounding healthy living. Now sit back and listen to the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy First Now podcast with your host, Crystal Starn. Today, we have a special guest who is an actor and a producer for over 25 years, and his name is Dennis Mallon. He is going to be talking a little bit about who he is and some of the things that he does in his spare time to try to enlighten fitness and healthy living. So let's welcome Dennis Mallon to the show. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Hey, Crystal. I'm doing great. How are you today? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for being on the show. I'm excited to hear what you have to offer and some of the inspirational words of wisdom that you can give all the viewers out there. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're welcome. So how's the weather where you're at right now, like with the storm?
Oh, it's beautiful Florida weather. It's 85 degrees and sunny. I was thinking about going to the beach, actually, in the middle of looks like a Cat 4 or Cat 5 hurricane. I live inland. I'm in Highlands County, so I'm literally at the highest point of the state, and I'm directly in the center of the state. So, but I don't know. It looks like Ian has made a right-hand turn, and he's coming towards Orlando. So, I don't know. I'm just I'm prepared. I'm here with my cats. I did. I attempted to go to my gym this morning, of which it's locked down, much to my dismay. But we do the best we can, you know?
Right. Yeah, I understand. Well, I'll be praying for all of you down there because I heard it's going to be pretty bad, but hopefully you don't get much of it.
I appreciate that. We can use all the prayers we can get.
You're welcome.
I've got a lot of friends on the coast that it looks like the coast might be devastated. So, but.
Aw. Well, hopefully it'll go by very quickly and not as much damage. Let's just hope for the best.
Amen.
But, yeah. So I guess start off with maybe just telling a little bit about who you are and your background.
Sure. I've been acting, producing for over 25 years. I was born and raised in Kearney, New Jersey. And it's funny that the county that I come from, Hudson County, New Jersey, it's the, sorry, I've got allergies. It's the same county that actor Peter Dinklage and writer-producer George R.R. Martin come from. Now, it's also Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
So just, you know, I'm just, when I found this, of course, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan now, a big House of the Dragons fan. And when I found out those facts, I started laughing at myself. I go, I can't wait till I put my name, you know, within that same vernacular, within that same category. But, you know, I've always been active. You know, my father had me on ice skates when I was 5 years old. He coached my soccer team. I was always very active. And in the town that I come from, we have a bunch of Olympians and a bunch of World Cup soccer players. So the level of competition in middle-class Kearney, New Jersey, was pretty high. I mean, I went to high school with 3 World Cup soccer players. I was on the rowing team with 2 Olympians. And it's just it's interesting kind of looking back and kind of the lifestyle we lived. You really don't know you're in the middle of something great until you 20, 30 years removed and you look back and you really can't enjoy it. You know, we had such high programs. It was a lot of fun, which really kind of affects the rest of your life. You know, disciplines and habits and rituals really affect the rest of your life.
Right. Wow, you were lucky to be able to be raised around that. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, you're fine.
I played soccer with Tony Miola, a big World Cup soccer player, a big World Cup goalie. I believe he now is a commentator for World Cup Fox News. And I was in fourth grade, sixth grade. What was I, 5 foot nothing? He was already 6 feet tall and just a powerhouse in soccer. Well, I couldn't compete. So at that time, I basically said, let's focus on hockey. And I just been playing hockey pretty much forever. And in high school, I was able to get into the rowing team, and I rode lightweight, and we did pretty good. It was pretty impressive, the run we had. And the entire team, I mean, we've had national champions. The girls' crew, of which my sister, Kellyanne, was one of the first members. I believe now we have 3 or 4 teams that were national champions. So you just never know, as I said. But, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's amazing that you were involved in all that, and even your sister, too. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just like siblings, sometimes they're opposites, you know, not all the time, but they're not always the same. Like I know with my daughters, I mean, they both did competition cheerleading for years, but they're still opposites in other regards, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Kellyanne is, we're 2 years and 4 days apart. We're both Scorpios. Kelly was straight A's from birth, and I'm straight C's from birth.
Mm-hmm.
We are pretty far apart, but, you know, we're best of friends now. And, you know, we look back at the experiences and everything we went through and how we grew up. It was fun. It was a good existence. It was a fun time in the 80s.
Right. So, being that you're like into fitness and everything, what could
yes.
you tell the listeners out there, you know, like what motivates you and what, you know, maybe some like tips on what you're involved in and like some motivation to give out to
sure,
other people?
Sure. You know, I've always looked at it from a few perspectives. I've always looked at it from self-care, which, you know, you only go around this world once and you only have one body. And I've seen a lot of my contemporaries early on that are just, they're just suffering from certain ailments and certain things like that. Now, I've read books throughout my 52 years and how, you know, death is a disease and death is from inflammation of certain parts of the body, you know, arterial sclerosis, the heart, different things like that. If I can maintain my instrument, now being an actor, you know, my body really is my instrument. If I can maintain it, you know, keep in somewhat shape, and round isn't a shape as far as I'm concerned, I need to still compete. So I put myself in a position where going to the gym, it's part of my job. It's part of what I do. But even early on as a technology executive, I had to keep my level of energy so high, and the only way I can do it is from staying in shape. Now, it's like anything else. It's a matter of discipline. It's a matter of what your goals are. It's easy to sit home and eat bonbons. I'm in the middle of a hurricane, okay? I've already done my yoga. I've done my calisthenics. If it stops raining, I'm going to go jog for 2 miles. Why? Because I know how I feel, and I know what I need to do. And it comes down to really the self-love and the self-care. I've seen a lot of family members just kind of put on weight. If you have a 9-to-5 job, that's cool. Do what you need to do. But it's imperative that you're disciplined. And I've always looked at my 20s are going to echo into my 30s, my 30s into my 40s, and now into my 50s. And I've been able to maintain and stay in shape. I mean, I'm at a point, my friends call me a fitness freak. I always post a TikTok. My social media manager says, you know, you need to be out there and show that you're working out, show that you're doing things to really help motivate people, be a good example, but also that you're doing whatever it takes. Now, I did a movie, I guess about a month ago now, called Champion. It was an MMA movie, and the producers asked me to put on some weight. Now, I've always had trouble gaining weight. You know, don't hate me, but I'm that guy. I finally figured out the recipe for me to gain weight. So I put on 9 pounds in about 6 weeks. So now I'm on the other side of it. My fighting weight is about 195, which I'm getting closer to it now. But it's a matter of either managing your body or being managed by it. And that's what it comes down to. You know, I follow a lot of motivational people, a lot of good business people, and I keep emphasizing it comes down to your level of fitness. It comes down to your level of self-care. We all have stress in our life, okay? But how do you deal with it? I've never been a big drinker. I do like my red wine, but my addiction, and a healthy addiction, is my fitness. So, you know, and that's, it's scheduled into my day. I mean, I get 6 hours of sleep. I meditate. I take a cold shower, which I knew about cold showers about 25 years ago. And there's more research coming out saying how it's physiological and psychological beneficial to you. I just looked at it as it's better than a cup of coffee, not knowing the added benefits to it. And then I eat my oatmeal and I'm off to the gym. You know, I don't spend a day in the gym. I spend an hour and a half. I do whatever, you know, fitness I'm working on, whatever body part. I make sure I do my ab workout. I make sure I do my cardio, and I'm on my way. So I've structured my day where I've got every 6 hours is a mini day. Every 6 hours, I'm able to get so much done and squeeze so much in. But that comes down to you being organized and you being disciplined. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, why are the gyms busy on January 1st, but they're empty by February 1st? It's a shame because people lie to themselves. If you're a person of, you know, clear goals and clear integrity, you're going to do whatever it takes. I mean, Crystal, I remember walking into the gym sophomore year in high school. Now, sophomore year in high school, I'm 6'1", 145 pounds, skinny guy, tall, lean, long arms, long legs. I went to the gym not to impress this guy, that guy, this girl. I went there for myself. And I knew if I was consistent and I was there every day, every other day, whatever I was able to do, I would get stronger, I would get bigger, I would be a better athlete. Same thing now. You know, I cycle, I swim, you know, I hit the weights, I jump rope, I do whatever I need to do. I'm getting back into yoga, which is very important. So I learned you're only as young as your spine is flexible. We had a big gym where I am, and they had a great yoga practice every week. That happened to have moved on, so I need to get back into yoga, which not only takes care of your flexibility, it helps out with your weightlifting. So that's part of the day.
Well, you are very organized, and I like how you talked about self-care. You know, that if you don't take care of yourself, then, you know, you're not going to be able to be productive. But one of the things that you brought up was about cold showers. I had never heard about that, so I'd be interested to know why people do that.
Sure. Well, there's two methods out there. There's the Wim Hof method, and they call him the Iceman. Now, I'm gonna screw up the specifics, so I'll just ask for apologies up front. I believe he's Scandinavian, and if he's not, my apologies. He learned early on as a child. Now, I believe he was a twin, but cold serves you. Cold helps you. Now, If the majority of issues we're having today is about inflammation, okay, how do you keep your inflammation down? You do it with cold showers. You do it with cryotherapy. So that's just amazing. Now, I was doing that, like I said, for about 25 years because one of my business mentors, Ed Milet, said, here's my morning routine. I wake up, I meditate, I take a cold shower, and I'm like, cold shower? And I'm thinking, okay, cold shower. That's pretty cool. Probably better than a cup of coffee, which it really is. But then when you find out how it's taking care of your inflammation, let's face it, I'm 52 years old, okay? My shoulders are sore at times. What's good for me? Cold shower takes down my inflammation. Is Advil good? Yeah, per se, but I'd rather do the cold shower. It's also good from a psychological perspective because we make decisions every morning. When you open up your eyes, Crystal, you decide if you're a victim or if you're a victor. Are you going to take on your day and capitalize your day, or are you just going to fall to the whims of whatever happens to come? So it is an internal process. It is an internal struggle where we need to win every day. And again, habits and rituals serve you. There's another method called the Kion method, K-I-O-N, and they pretty much follow the same suit, per se, on how, you know, ice baths, cold showers, things of that nature really help you. You ever wonder why every year during the winter you get the polar bear club and people run into the freezing ocean and they feel so rejuvenated, they feel so invigorated? It's the same reason. It's the same exact reason, because it's going to stimulate your body. It's going to take care of those creaks. It's going to take care of the aches and pains and really help with that. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been doing it for such a long time, and literally I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago I started studying it, and I was amazed at just the benefits from it alone. So,
wow, I had no idea. I'm gonna have to try that. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know it existed. Like, you know, I never heard
right?
of it. So I was just like in shock when I heard about this. So.
Well, you know what I do? So I'll wake up at 6 hours of sleep. I'll wake up. I'll meditate for 10 minutes. And then I jump in the bathroom, and let's face it, I'm like, oh, my first inclination is, oh. So I put my phone on. I put, you know, music on. I've got some hard rock and motivational music. I set my stopwatch to 2 minutes. I turn the water on, 3, 2, 1. I jump in, and my initial is like, ah. But then I settle in, and then I feel good. And then I find myself smiling. And 2 minutes goes by fast, and bang, I'm ready to start my day. I'm good to go. So, but I recommend, you know, try 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Turn the cold water on, set your phone to 30 seconds, and jump in and let out that initial yell. But just do it for 30 seconds. You got to build up to it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how I'll handle it, but I guess we'll see. I'll try.
Well, you got to let me know. It's going to be funny.
I will let you know.
I've tried.
I jump in a cold pool.
Oh, yeah. Well, but think about it. Even with a cold pool, you know, you jump in, how do you feel? You know, after the initial shock, you're like, wow. I used to scuba dive a lot up in the Northeast. And, you know, mm-hmm. fortunately in the Northeast, unfortunately, the water's cold. You know, you go to one atmosphere, two atmospheres, 30, 60 feet deep, the water's cold, and you're wearing a 3-5 mil wetsuit. You know, it is really invigorating. But I want to know how you make out. Please, definitely, let's talk once you get that done. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I will. So, is there anything else that you could talk about, like about what you eat through the day? Like you did mention about the oatmeal. Like, is there any vitamins that you recommend, or, you know, anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I do take a few supplements. You know, I'm at the age. I definitely take a multi. You know, I take my vitamin E. Now, I did not get COVID, by the way. I did not pick up COVID at all this year, at all, period. So, and I think I drink a lot of water. I drink at least a gallon of water every day, which is very important. You've got to stay hydrated. You've got to keep flushing your system. Now, I try really hard. I don't achieve this every day, but I try really hard to eat 6 meals a day. Now, do I snack? Yeah, I snack on occasion because you need to reward yourself. And, you know, if you were so regimented in a diet perspective, how many people fall off whatever diet you're on because it's too regimented? You don't have a cheat day. Now, if you look at Dwayne Johnson, and, you know, he'll put out a TikTok, he'll put out a reel, and he's got certain days where he just goes off his diet and he'll have a full boat of sushi, or he'll order 2 pizzas and eat them both by himself. So it's important that you do have some sort of discipline to your diet. Now, I love avocado, and it's like anything else. I've done a lot of research recently where avocado is so beneficial to your gut health. It is so beneficial to your stomach, and it helps. It has good fat. It has fiber. It has good protein. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need for good digestive health. Now, there's really nothing crazy that I take from a supplemental perspective. I did do creatine when I had to gain the weight, and I was able to put that weight on pretty quick, like I said, 9 pounds in 6 weeks. And now I know what I need to do. I do protein. I do a protein shake after I work out. And, you know, that's really about it. I'm always barbecuing. Down here in Florida, I've got a freezer full of meat, and I'm kind of barbecuing and cooking for the week, if you would. I'll have chicken cooked off, I'll have some beef cooked off, pork, and just have it in the fridge. So when I need a meal and I'm ready to graze, I'll just go in there and just pull something out, and I'll just graze. Or if I'm traveling, like October, I'll be traveling to New Jersey, I'll be traveling to Atlanta, and I'll pack certain meals and have them during my travel time. But really nothing crazy, but it is imperative that you do add supplements, you know, a multivitamin and whatnot. I had my blood work done a while ago, and my doctor told me that my testosterone for my age is still high, so I don't have to go on T. I might, you know, 3-5 years, but that's okay. You know, I'll be 55, 56. But my T is really high, and that's, you know, kind of due, I guess, to my lifestyle and my diet. You know, that's what I try to do. I do collagen. I throw collagen in my shake. And, you know, outside of that, it's just a good diet. Now, I did have some chocolate ice cream last night. You know, I did have a scoop of ice cream. And outside of that, if you can have for every one bad habit, okay, two or three good habits, you'll find the balance. And that's what I've done my entire life. Every one bad habit, I have two or three good habits.
That makes sense. Yeah, I've always, like, if I try to do good and then, like, I have, like, one day that I may, you know, have a piece of cake or, you know, some ice cream or whatever, and then it seems like I can stay on a routine, you know, because I know that mm-hmm. I'm eating right every day, and then, you know, just once in a blue moon, I'll have something, and it doesn't even affect me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll know how I feel the next day, like if I've had a pizza, you know, and I've had, you know, four slices mm-hmm. out of the pizza. I know how I feel in that morning, because I'm so in tune with my body that I know what I need to do. Let's face it, if there's too much sodium in that pizza or too much sugar in that ice cream, I'll literally feel it in the morning. And I need to stay hydrated, extra hydrated, at least in that morning, to either flush it out or to get my body regulating again. And that's really what it comes down to, getting to a point where you can read and just feel your body. You know, it does take a while, and it's a matter of just being open. Like, how many times have you gone into a meeting or you walked into something and you feel off? There's something going on. It comes with a level of maturity to really trust your system and trust your instincts. And that comes down to your health as well. It comes down really to your health, because if you're not trusting what's going on with your mind and your body, you're not in balance. You've got to find that balance.
Right. Yeah, you got to feel good in order to be able to mm-hmm. be productive with anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I go to the gym every 3 months, I try it every 12 weeks. I try to, you know, I go on a different different routine. You know, I follow Chris Gethin. I love Chris Gethin. When I need to shred up, when I need to cut up, I follow Chris. I follow Jay Cutler when I want to get a little stronger, when I want to bulk up a little bit, put on some size. But it's a matter of tweaking your body. if you do the same thing day in, day out, A, you're probably going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt your joints. You're going to hurt your ligaments. But it's also good to shock your body. And, you know, you want to switch it up as often as possible. Now, you even want to, as I said earlier, throw in some yoga. Because yoga, I would argue with anyone that yoga is an even more strenuous workout than pushing the weights. You know, because yoga, what are you doing? You're really using your own weight, if you would, and you're getting into different positions that you're really working your legs, you're working your arms, you're working your back. And you're only as young as your spine is flexible. So you've got to maintain that, and you've got to add some yoga. I would argue, and I would tell you that yoga has really helped me with my fitness routine. It's really helped me with my weightlifting, the stretching of the muscle, the getting blood to different muscles and the oxygen. It's really helped a lot.
Yeah, I've tried yoga in the past. I don't do it that often, but I'd like to start doing it more because I've heard, you know, similar to what you're saying, you know, that it's very good for you and it's, you know, you get more benefit out of it.
I dated a yoga instructor back in the day. And some of the poses and some of the verticals that they were able to get into, it just really blew my mind. I'm like, that is inhuman. How do you get that? And I just learned, you know, throughout the years. I like headstands. I like going upside down. You know, getting new blood to the brain, getting new oxygen to the brain. I like doing the scorpion pose. Just different things like that. It really helps you challenge yourself. And like anything else, you know, what was the book back in the day? Bill Phillips, Body for Life. If you challenge yourself and if you look in the mirror and you like yourself and you like what you're doing, your physiological, your mental state is going to go up. So back to self-care, back to self-love. If you don't love yourself first, okay, how are you going to love others? And how is that going to impact everything else that you do? You know, it's really important to be able to look in the mirror and like what you have and like what's going on, because it's really going to transcend every relationship and everything you do throughout your day.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, and again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just an actor. I'm sharing my thoughts. You know, I don't, you know, if anybody's going to take a cold shower, please get checked out by your doctor first. You know, do what you need to do to take care of you first before you implement anything. But even if you just walked around the block for 20 minutes three times a week, you know, you're doing something to better yourself. You're doing something to change your body and thus change your mental state.
Right. Well, thank you so much. You've gave out a lot of information regarding fitness and nutrition. I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you want to give out your contact information, if you want people to get a hold of you or anything, feel free. You can do that right now. We're just almost
sure.
out of time.
Sure. Sure. Crystal, if I can help anybody with anything, I am all over social media. Dennis Mallon, Mallen. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, of course, Facebook. If I can help anybody with anything, I do a lot of consulting, a lot of coaching, I'll be more than happy to. And thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate you and your time.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you again. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening to the show. And anyone that wants to come on this podcast, they can reach out to me at healthyfirstnowpodcast.com and send me an email, and then I will be in touch with you. And I just hope everyone has a great day out there, and I guess till next time, take care.
Thanks, Crystal. Take care.